أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فمن الناس من يقول ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وآتنا في الدنيا وما له في الآخرة من خلاق، ومنهم من يقول ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. In the previous ayats we read, where Allah Ta'ala had commanded that after completing the rites of Hajj, the basic rites, then for 3 days staying in Mina, which is the 11th, 12th and 13th, and at that time make Allah dhikr in great abundance. Not like the pagan Arabs who wish to remember their forefathers and boast about them. Allah said, speak about Allah, remember Allah Ta'ala. In the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, one very important aspect is dua, to make dua to Allah Ta'ala. Here then, Allah Ta'ala teaches us one of the greatest duas, and Allah's system is what is of absolute importance. Allah makes it very, very easy, and almost everyone knows it. This dua, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Every Muslim knows this dua, and this is one of the most comprehensive and the most wonderful duas. So that dua, Allah teaches it. However, the Quran teaches us here that there are two types of people, two categories who make their duas. One is that who only made for this dunya. Whenever they ask only for dunya. They will ask for their health, though that is not haram also. They will ask for wealth. They will ask for comfort in dunya. All the good things of this dunya they will ask. But they don't ever ask anything about akhirah. They only ask about dunya. So their whole, it looks like the ibadat also they make is for dunya's sake. After ibadat, a person makes duas. Then they only make for their dunya and they don't ask for their akhirat. Then there is another group that ask for dunya also and they ask for their akhirat also. And that is the correct way. The Quran has not mentioned the third group, but Mufassirin mentioned there is a third group also, and it is that group that only ask for akhirat. They don't ask for dunya at all. That is also not correct. Though it is permissible, but that is not correct also. We are taught in the hadith that even if your shoelace breaks, make dua to Allah and ask Allah Ta'ala. So our dunya's needs, we must also ask of Allah, and akhirat also, and preference must be given to akhirat. But dunya also, whatever we need, we should ask for afiyat, well-being, salamity, peaceful condition, for health, for even our wealth, that we are not dependent on others, we don't have to beg from others, and that we are independent. So for everything we should ask. And those 3 days in Mina are very valuable days. And for those days particularly, directly, Allah has taught us these duas. And then for these duas are for all times also. Not only there in Mina, but for all times. But particularly for that time, Allah Ta'ala reminds us. So Allah says, فَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ فِرْ كُوِي آدْمِي تو كَهْتَ كَهْتَ هِ. There are those people who say, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا. اے رب ہمارے ہمارے دے ہم کو دنیا میں. Oh Allah, whatever you want to give us, give it to us in dunya. In other words, they perhaps don't even believe in akhirat. They're not worried about akhirat. They say, whatever you want to give us here in this dunya. They made this their object and this their purpose of their life. And that is totally wrong. That is not the way of a believer at all. So for such people, Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ. اور اس کے لئے آخرت میں کچھ حصہ نہیں. For such people, there will be no share in akhirat, which means that they did not even believe. They never asked for akhirat. So in our duas, we should always ask Allah Ta'ala, this dua itself, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً, and other duas also, where we are, and moreover, we should ask for akhirat. Our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Haki Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, if a person asked everything from Allah, but he did not ask of Allah, that Allah himself, that Allah becomes ours, that we have contact with Allah, that we become the favorites of Allah, then this person has asked for nothing. And if a person asks Allah, that Allah must become ours, he must be on our side, we must become his favorite, and the person didn't ask anything else, he has in fact asked for everything. For when Allah is yours, Allah will give you everything in every aspect. So a mu'min must not only ask for dunya and forget the akhirah. Many of us, we just ask if we have debts, we have illnesses, we have our dunya, we want some more shops, we want a house, we want a certain type of house, we want it in a certain place, all that, we're just asking for dunya, and we don't ask anything of akhirat. A person must ask for his islah, his reformation also. A person must ask that he becomes regular and punctual on deen also, that our namazes, we are punctual, that we perform our namazes properly, that we have the correct understanding of deen, and we ask for akhirat also, that Allah gives us the best place. In fact, it comes in the hadith, when you ask Allah, ask him Jannatul Firdaus, though we are not fit for it at all, but we should ask Allah Ta'ala. Ask Jannat also, ask Jannatul Firdaus also. That Allah protect us from Jahannam, and completely do Allah protect us, our families, everyone. So all those du'as a person should make. So there are those who only make for the dunya. And then Allah says there are the others, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ اور کوئی ان میں کہتا ہے. And there are other people who make this dua, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَا, اے رب ہمارے دے ہم کو دنیا میں خوبی. Oh Allah, give us the goodness of this dunya. That is, let us live with ease and comfort. Let us live a peaceful life, with no sicknesses, no fights with people, no discord and fights in the house also. Obedient children, and we are good parents to our children. All the goodness of this dunya also we ask, وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً, or آخِرَتْ مَيْ خُوبِي, and goodness in the آخِرَةِ as well. There also, O Allah, save us from Hisab Kitab on the day of Qiyamah. Save us from the tortures and torments of the Qabr. O Allah, give us all the goodness of Akhirat also, and particularly one special thing, وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ, اور ہم اور بچا ہم کو دوزخ کے عذاب سے. And O Allah, save us from the punishment of the fire. The punishment in the Qabr also, the punishment of Jahannam also. O Allah, you protect us and save us from all those punishments. So that is, so for Akhirat, we are asking two things. Goodness of Akhirat, and that Allah protects and saves us from Jahannam. So Akhirat is given preference in any case. So this is a dua that we should never be neglectful of. After every Farz Namaz, the Imam makes dua for us, but we should make our own dua also. We should teach our children also, and we should make this dua consciously. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Allah Ta'ala has put everything into this dua. And if we don't ask any other dua, we just ask this dua, then also we have asked everything from Allah Ta'ala. So Allah has been so kind that He has taught us how to make dua. He taught us the words of dua also. The occasions when to make these du'as, everything Allah Ta'ala has taught us. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, because Allah wants to give us all that, so He taught us this du'a. Our mind should not have gone to make these du'as. And Allah has taught us because Allah wants to give us. It comes in a hadith also, that when Allah wants to give somebody something, then Allah puts in his heart to make the dua for that. So this is all the goodness of this dunya also, akhirat also, to be saved completely from the fire of Jahannam. So Allah has taught us this dua. So we should be very regular and particular about making this dua, teaching to our children also, and that we also do it regularly. For these people, Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ نَصِيبٌ مِمَّا كَسَبُوا. Unhi logo ke waaste hissa hai apne kamai se. It is for those people who will get a full share for their efforts. Many times a person makes effort, but he gets very little in return. We see a laborer, for example, he toils and works very hard the whole day, but he just gets a small portion in return. Another person sits in a comfortable office, just signs a few documents, makes a few phone calls, etc., and he gets a very big salary. So like that, our ibadat also. There are those people who make a lot of effort in their ibadat, but the ibadat quality is not there, so they get a small return. Other people who seem to be sitting in great comfort, everyone making their khidmat, everything, and they seem to be having an easy life, but their return by Allah is also very great. So we should make dua that whatever efforts we do, that we get a full return. One of the wives of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam was making a zikr from Isha, from Fajr time, right till Chash time. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam came home again, he asked, from Fajr you are sitting and making zikr? She said, yes. Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam said, I read this dua three times. سبحان الله وبحمده عدد خلقه ورضا نفسه وزنة عرشه. I just read that dua three times and I got more reward than you. So all of us, we are making our ibadat, we are reading our Quran, we are reading our wazifas, everything. But we should try and find out and read the dua, those duas which gives us the maximum benefit. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali has written, a person reads the Durood, one of the Durood Sharif, the kitab which is written by Sheikh Chazuli. Anyway, so it's a kitab, very voluminous also, lot of Durood Sharifs. And Hazrat says that a person who reads Durood Ibrahim in his place, he gets more reward. That is very great. It was a very great Buzurg who wrote the Dalailul Khairat. He wrote that kitab, lot of virtues in there, but it is man-made. And Durood Ibrahim is taught by Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that virtues are much more greater. Many of us also, we read lot of dua kitabs. And certain kitabs, in fact, we should not read. There are doubtful words in there, words of indication of shirk also. Like dua-e-taj, dua-e-lakhi, dua-e-jamila. These are very common amongst our people, which we should not read. And read and try and read those wazifas and duas which are according to the sunnah. There, in there is the greatest reward. So anyway, whatever efforts we make, according to that we will get our return. In the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, Amilatun Nasiba. There are those people who make lot of effort in their dua, so much so that they sweat on their forehead. But in spite of all that, Tasla Naran Hamiya, they will be thrown headlong into the fire of Jahannam. When Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu saw a certain priest, a monk, who was making so much ibadat, lot of ibadat, but then he read this ayat and he said, with all his efforts, he's going into Jahannam because his beliefs are wrong. So we also should see that all the efforts that we make in ibadat, that at least our aqaid, our beliefs are correct. If our beliefs are not correct, then it is all going to go for waste. And when our beliefs are correct also, try and do that ibadat. And therefore, we have to make our Islam that we come according to sunnat tariqah. Otherwise, there are many bid'ats in our lives also. And we are thinking we are making lot of great ibadat. But in fact, we are harming ourselves. So everyone will get a share of what he has done. Wallahu sarihul hisab, or Allah jald hisab lene wala hai. And for all the creation to take the account, Allah Ta'ala does it very quickly. Our returns of our tax is always 1 year later. They assess it 1 year later. But by Allah, it won't be like that. Very, very quickly, everyone's account Allah Ta'ala will take. So that is what we have to prepare for our akhirah, make that our object, ask our dunya also, and have our full connection with Allah. May Allah give us all.